Our text is our gospel reading from Mark 16. And he said to them, "Do not be amazed. You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who has been crucified. He has risen. He is not here. Behold, here is the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he said to you." This is our text. Stop being amazed. Or as I would translate it, stop being blown away. That's what he said. That's what the white-tunicked young man said. And what an odd thing it was to say, don't you think? And of course, the oddity of the command is lost in most of our translations. Don't be alarmed, or it's okay, don't be scared. Makes pretty good sense. That's what we would expect a divine messenger to tell a terrified human being. But the Greek word isn't really about fear. It's about being amazed, blown away, knocked silly, astounded into stupefaction. And that's what had happened to those poor women. They had been caught flat-footed, taken completely off guard. No soldiers, no stone over the tomb, no corpse, a heavenly spokesman. Blown away? I should say so. And why not? If ever there was an excellent, absolutely appropriate time to be blown away, to be amazed, then surely this had to be it. If you can't be blown away by Easter, then what in creation can blow you away? Indeed, the Easter women were having precisely the kind of experience that would make most people wildly envious. They were encountering holy and divine things. An angel was talking to them face to face. They were in a holy place, a place where only minutes before an astounding miracle had occurred. They were in the presence of the divine, having an experience of the numinous, an overwhelming, viscerally felt realization of holy things. To be blown away seems quite right, doesn't it? Who can argue with it? Well, the angel can. Stop being amazed. Knock off the astonishment. Quit being blown away. What a wet blanket. It's like telling the kids on Christmas morning, stop being excited. Or it's like telling the newlyweds, stop being happy. Just when things were reaching a nice fever pitch, just when the crescendo of the amazed astonishment was becoming overwhelming, just when the experience of the divine was about to take full ownership of those women, the divine messenger squelches it all. Stop it! Don't be amazed. Why not? What's the problem with a little divinely wrought amazement? Why not allow a little sheer Easter astonishment? Well, a clue to the answer is in the word itself. Ekthumbasthe. Be amazed, astonished, blown away. That's the word. But its use is all bound up with human experiences of things divine and ethereal. The word is laced with overtones of superstition. This is the word that any Greek speaker might use to describe his state after having had an encounter with divine things. Come face to face with the inexplicable, with the supernatural, and you were blown away, amazed. And for the women of Easter, this would not do. It might be reasonable and even expected that the embalming detail that Easter morning would be amazed when they came face to face with an open grave, a messenger from heaven, and tidings that they could not believe. But amazement and astonishment were not the desired goal that day. Easter was not complete with a handful of amazed women, and it would not be complete until the amazement had been put to an end. The problem with the amazement of superstitious encounters with God is that the amazed feeling is so remarkably curved in and self-centered. The feeling of holy presence is my feeling, after all. I am the recipient and the owner of the feeling, and I will enjoy it as I like it. It might be feeling blown away that I'm experiencing, but I'm feeling blown away according to my plan. I'm having the divine on my terms. I'm having God the way that I want him. The way that Peter tried to have God on his terms on the Mount of Transfiguration. That time that Peter wanted the amazed feeling to go on and on as long as possible. The amazed feeling is not the goal. A great big wow experience is not the end. Astonishment is not the telos of it all. Amazement is too egocentric, it's too subjective, it's self-generated superstition, it's not trustworthy. It's not the reason for confidence or for joy or for certainty. Amazement over the grand encounter can fade and it can flee as soon and as suddenly as it once arrived. Amazement is fickle. It cannot be the foundation. It cannot be the goal. The women had to stop being amazed so that they could pay attention to the real message of Easter. The big deal of Easter was not the presence of an angel where a corpse should have been. The women had to get beyond stunned amazement. No matter how appropriate it might have seemed and felt, they had to stop being amazed so that they could hear what the angel had to say and so that they could do what the angel was going to tell them to do. They had to stop being amazed so that they could get to the real point of Easter. That's what the angel spelled out for the women. Yes, Jesus died. You did see it. It happened just as you remember it. He was crucified. He was buried right here. But now, he's alive. God made him alive. God raised him. God vindicated him. That means that everything he ever did, everything he ever said is absolutely true. It means that his promise to make you alive is true. It means that death and decay and futility and fear are all gone. It means that the whole world is being restored. Death is undone. The tide has been turned. In the resurrection of Jesus, the universe is made right again. Everything is changed. That was the reality of Easter. That was the message that the women needed. They did not need vague feelings of holy awareness. They did not need spiritual encounters with the supernatural. They did not need to be blown away by a wow revelation. They needed to forsake the egocentric and the safe feelings of amazement. No more holding God at arm's length on their terms. It was time to move to faith, a world-altering reality founded on fact. Faith. On God's terms, faith that creates a new reality, a reality unchanged by the fluctuations of feelings. And with the foundation of faith, the women will be ready for the very next words, two imperatives, go, tell. Being amazed merely leaves me wrapped up in myself, absorbed in my feelings of astonishment. Living in faith points me outward and forces me to engage the world around me. Go, tell. There must always be the move from amazement to faith, from superstition to encountering the numinous, to receiving the reality of what God does and then doing what he gives to do. On Easter Sunday, I taught a Bible class. 1 Corinthians 15 seemed a likely part of the Bible to study on Easter, and so I dug in. And you know, Paul makes a very cool move in verses 20 through 28. Instead of talking about the Passover connections of Easter, he moves on to the third spring Jewish festival, the one that began on the 16th of Nisan, or Abib, the Feast of First Fruits, celebrating the early barley harvest. Jesus, Paul concludes, is the first fruits of resurrection. What an awesome move Paul makes. I was impressed. And I unloaded my thrilling exegesis on my Bible class. It was so cool. I was amazed at Paul's insight. I was blown away by the rich layers of meaning hidden there in the text. I was just astonished by the sublime profundity of it all. I was... Stop. Stop being amazed. Stop. Amazement comes in so many forms. For me, it's an exegetical nuance or a sweet systematic turn. Hard as it is to believe, others find these things uninteresting or even boring. My wife, who attended my Bible class, told me so. She's right. I like being amazed. I don't like the feelings that some people get all fired up about, but I like being amazed. I don't want an angel or anyone else to tell me to stop it. That's what I need. Because if I'm amazed, well, then I'm distracted from the fact of faith. And if I'm blown away, I'm not doing the job that needs doing. Go. Tell. So what amazes you? What blows you away? Is it music that moves you and gives you that blown away feeling? Is it worship that makes you weep? Is it a tightly wrapped, intricate, but lucid argument of theology? Is it a subdued encounter with nature? Is it a meaningful relationship? Is it the miracle of birth or the wonder of childhood discoveries? Is it success in your career? Are you blown away and amazed by the manifestations of the supernatural? Do you crave miracles and yearn for really remarkable displays of divine power? You see, it doesn't matter if it's angels or archaeology or praise music or Pieper's systematics. Being amazed is not the goal. Stop being amazed. Start living in faith. Start doing what God gives you to do. Go. Tell. This is not necessarily an either or, of course, and there's not necessarily anything wrong with those things that amaze us. But be careful. It is so easy to get caught up in the amazing thing that we miss the important thing. Being amazed sidetracks us from what matters most. It's fine to appreciate the intricacies of careful exegesis or the shiver down your spine when the chord change is so right. That's not where you stay. That's not the goal. Stop being amazed. Move on to the present reality. Move to the truth of faith. See. Go. Tell. It's so easy to linger in the astonishment. It's so exciting to be blown away, and it's so tempting to think that that's the goal of it all. But Easter is not about your level of wonder and awe. It's about faith. It's about God's restoration of creation. It's about the death of death. It's about God's new reality. It's about your responsibility to go and to tell the world about God's new reality. And my friends, the world desperately needs to hear about this Easter reality. We live in a world that is still obsessed with death, in a world that actually celebrates and welcomes death as a good thing. We live in a world that kills its young, archives its elderly, and starves its invalids. We live in a world of convenience and pleasure seeking. We live in a world intoxicated on feelings of amazement and consumed with finding the next wonderful encounter that will blow them away. That world needs you. Don't offer them just another experience to amaze them. Don't substitute one form of being blown away with another. Nothing is gained by being amazed. Offer the world a new reality. Offer them the truth of Easter, not a supernatural encounter, but God's Easter reality, resurrection, life, restoration. go, tell, stop being amazed, start being obedient, go, tell, stop being distracted, stop being blown away by the sideshow, go, tell. The world is desperate to hear, go, tell. This is what Easter is all about. It's time to get past the wow and get busy with the now what. Go, tell. Don't linger with what amazes you. Move on to what changes you. Grab on to the fact that changes the world. Stop being amazed. Go, tell. Amen.